This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got tons of time to be here to answer those gardening questions, so definitely give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out. We're going to get a heat wave coming our way in the next couple days, so definitely if you can this morning, get out there and water. Take care of those plants. Do everything you can the next few days in the morning time so that the rest of the day with some of that heat, we're not having to worry about as much. So definitely do what you can early so you're not in that sun, stressful, not just on you but on the plants as well. So definitely try out what you can do early. We want to take care of not only our plants, but we want you to be taken care of too. So definitely do that. We do have some calls on the line, so I want to get into that. George, who's up next?
It'd be Bob. He's got a question about soil additives.
All right, Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Just fine. Stay cool. A couple quick questions.
Sure.
What soil additive can I add to my Endless Summer, and Miss Kim, and Pinky Winky at this time of the year?
So, are you just looking to fertilize? What are you looking to do, Bob?
Actually, to fertilize, one of them I just finally got around to pruning. So, it's clean, so now I want to give it a shot, to kick it through the rest of the summer and into the fall.
Okay. Now, I think the heat that's hitting us, what I might want to do is wait a few days to be putting anything in there. We don't want the extra heat to maybe burn it, right? So what I would look at doing is, because you could still put like a 10-10-10 down for all of them.
Okay.
10-10-10 granular form can be used multiple times during the season. So what I might do is wait till like mid to end of the week, put some of the 10-10-10 down on all of them. And then I might also, instead of just doing the 10-10-10, here and there, when you're fertilizing everything else, whatever you're fertilizing with, like a liquid form, maybe once a month, add it to those guys just to give them some of the liquid form of the fertilizer to give them a little bit of push to it.
Okay. Okay. Fine. All right. The other question or questions is this. What can I add to the soil to sweeten my strawberries? And then I'll just ask you the second question. That is, can I use the dehumidifier water on my plants?
Okay. You definitely can on that one. The dehumidifier, it's just liquid that it's pulling out. It's the same thing as, using like a soil moisture or something. It's pulling the moisture from the air. And in the strawberry plants, we want it to be like slightly acidic. They'll actually be a little bit sweeter when that happens. So maybe look at like a soil acidifier for them. Yours are in planters, right?
Yes, they are.
A bunch of them. So I'd say maybe adding a little bit of soil acidifier to them, that helps sweeten the soil a little bit. They do a little bit better that way. Make sure they have good drainage. That's the, a really good thing to do. Trying to think. Making sure that you're watering and they don't get into like drought conditions or like dry out. That's another thing. The strawberries get a little bit bigger based on the amount of water they have, the amount of rain, that type of thing. They don't get as big when they're in drought conditions or when they've dried out. So I would look at doing that. A lot of them have been there for a number of years, so they should be fine otherwise. At the end of the season, do some of that pruning like like you normally would to clean back out some of them. But I think it's, check the acidity, maybe add a little bit of soil acidifier to bring them down a little bit on the pH levels. Space them out, which I think you already have done. Because sometimes, like, overcrowded plants will have a little bit sour strawberry because they're trying to feed so many, so many different plants in one spot. I think, the soil acidifier might work with it. And then your liquid fertilizers, and I'm sure you've started to see some of the, the flowers have either gone by or they've already started to produce the fruit. That's the point where you would almost use like a, like an all-purpose to add some, nutrients to the soil that way as well. So, like, if you're using the liquid fertilizers for anything else, add something to the others. And, some of them are going to be like 20, 20, 20, 10, 10, 10. See what you can do to add to help it out that way, too.
Okay. So, in other words, what you're suggesting for a, quote, quick solution is to use a liquidized fertilizer versus a particle.
Yeah, so the liquid is readily available for a lot of the plants quicker.
Okay.
And so that's, you'll find that it'll show things a little bit. It'll show more more fruit set, more that type of thing, a little easier. So that's kind of why we looked at. But the look at the soil acidity. That's the major thing with strawberries. You don't want to go too acidic. It's slightly acidic, so we're not looking at like a 4. We're looking at below 6, right, to get you a more productive fruit set.
Okay. All right, below 6. Okay, sounds good. All right, thank you very much, young man.
All right,
cool.
Well, you Take too, care. And have a great week.
Thank Bye-bye. You very much. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, George, we got some more calls on the line. All right. Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, good. Calling over here from Clarendon Springs, Vermont. We're in the midst of this tent caterpillar defoliation of our maple trees, apple trees, whatever trees they're chomping away.
Yep.
Do these things have a? We've had this problem before. Oh, I would say around 10 years ago, we had a major problem. They basically stripped all the maples. I don't remember, but do they actually have a time where they stop doing this? Like, it's like they turn into moths or something, don't they? I mean, at some point?
Yes. So, the tent, Well, I want to see, is it a tent caterpillar or is it more like a moth? Like a is it the gypsy moth? So they'll look a little bit different. The tent caterpillar creates, basically takes all a bunch of leaves in the area, pulls it together, and then creates like a web around it. Is that what you're seeing?
No, these are the ones that are crawling up the tree and eating.
Okay. Have you seen any of the caterpillars at all? Like what
yeah.
color they would be? Do they have like red dots and black dots?
No, they're more of a kind of a brown and black.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so you might have the gypsy moth in there. Gypsy moth,
yeah,
do you have?
I think I misspoke. I think they are gypsy moth, yes.
Okay. I like to run down a few things, because the tent caterpillar sometimes you see later in the season, but the gypsy moth, they do have like a life cycle where every, I want to say it's like, it's 10 to 13 years that they have the whole thing. And what happens is at this point they're feeding, and then in July and August that's when they'll mate and create the eggs to create all the moths that we'll see. You'll see them on trunks. They'll look like little fuzzy white spots on the side of a trunk.
Okay.
So let me do this. I got to hit a break. When you get back, let me give you some information on what to do now to try and help take care of at least some of them, because with big trees, it's harder to do. So hang tight. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Mark in regards to gypsy moth. So there's a couple things we can look at doing at this point in time. There's a couple products that could be sprayed, and the depending upon how long they've been feeding will depend on which product we want to use. Has it been going on for a bit? Okay. So if it's been going on for a little bit, some of the one product's not going to work, but if it's newer, right? If it's it's just starting to feed, we would be using a product like BT, or it might be called. You might see it from Bonag called Thuringiensis or Bacillus Thuringiensis, right? Bacillus Thuringiensis, excuse me. We're looking for a certain strain of it, which is Kurstaki. So some people will call it BTK. That would be one that you're looking for. You can actually find it in Hosen's version. I've seen it from Summit Responsible Solutions. You can find that on their website at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. That right there, that they have a product called Caterpillar and Webworm Control. It is the strain of Bacillus that we're looking for. So that would be one to use. It says right on it, tent caterpillar, tomato hornworm, gypsy moth, fall webworm, bagworm, and worm, stage insects. The good thing that says right on there, no effect on birds, earthworms, or beneficial insects. Love it when they have that right there. Anyways, so BT would be the one we're looking at using. So that's the, that would be if they're in the early stages. If they've moved on to a little bit stronger They're a little bit bigger than the just starting to slowly chew on them. You could look at using the Bonide product, Captain Jack's. What I'd like to see you use is the hose end version, because what happens is it's not just suffocating the insect. The insect needs to eat some of the leaf, and the leaf needs to be covered, and it will poison the insect that way. Both of them are organic products. What I would suggest doing is spraying at night, especially with a lot of these trees being cover type trees. If you have any plants underneath it that are flowering, etc., you don't want to, get any of the pollinators that are flying around there. So I highly recommend spraying at night, at dusk when the sun is starting to go down, your pollinators have gone back to their hives, their homes, so that you're not getting any residual on there. The insecticides, right? They don't know the difference between beneficial and non-beneficial, unless they're the organic types. They get it. But another way to be, cautious to take care of it would be to spray it at night, because a lot of those pollinators have gone back to their homes for night, and they're not out during the day. So just a thought to help you decide which one you want. But again, if it's early in the gypsy moth and they're very smaller, they're small caterpillars, looking at BT or Thuricide, Bacillus thuringiensis, that's what we're looking for. Or if they're a little bit older and they're starting to, the caterpillar itself, Captain Jack's, the dead bug brew. And I like going with the hose end because a lot of these trees are a little bit bigger. The hose end can usually spray out about 20 feet, so you can get some real height on there, get some of the story, the over the coverage of them. One other thing with the gypsy moth is the gypsy moth, you'll notice, are the ones that lay their eggs on the sides of trees. They look like little brown cocoons stuck to the side. We want to, once those start to form and you see them, scrape them off the bark, get rid of them. Don't put them onto like the soil. Get them in a bucket, soak them with water, soapy water or something, just like suffocate them and get rid of them that way. The other thing, look in, like if you have a wood pile outside, sometimes they attach to those areas, little areas like that. You want to get as many of those out as possible so they won't affect you long term. But usually it lasts about 2 to 3 year infestation, and it's about every 5 to 10 years. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Searches are continuing to find survivors in the rubble of a 12-story condo high-rise that collapsed 3 days ago near Miami Beach. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava telling reporters another victim was found Saturday, raising the death toll to 5. Pablo Rodriguez's mother and grandmother are among the missing.
The night before it happened, I talked to her, and one of the things that she had said was that she woke up that morning around 3, 4 in the morning because she heard some loud creaking noises. She didn't really think, you know, it was to the level that the building was going to fall down, but she did mention it.
The Biden administration has extended the nationwide ban on evictions for a month to help millions of tenants unable to make rent payments during the coronavirus pandemic, but said this is the last time it plans to do so. The nationwide ban now set to expire July 31st. USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump hit the road Saturday evening, speaking at a Save America rally in Wellington, Ohio. His first campaign-style rally since leaving the White House. There he endorses congressional candidate and former White House aide Max Miller against Ohio Republican incumbent Anthony Gonzalez.
He's a sellout, he's a fake Republican, and a disgrace to your state. And he's not the candidate you want representing the Republican Party. He's the candidate of Liz Cheney. That's another beauty. Liz Cheney.
Gonzalez, one of 10 Republicans voting to impeach the former president. A California beachgoer is in serious condition after being bit by a great white shark. Police saying the man was swimming near Half Moon Bay Saturday morning when his right leg was bitten by a great white over 6 feet long. The man was able to swim to shore before being given advanced life support measures by a rescue team. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, the last segment we were talking about gypsy moth, right? It's interesting this year that the gypsy moths are starting to have their year. We had the cicadas earlier. We had some of the all the different insects popping up this season. It's kind of, you know, they all hit at once, right? But I want to just touch base a little bit more into it. Like I was saying, the gypsy moth can be anywhere between 5 to 10 years when it has a really big surge. Lasts for about 2, maybe 3 years, and then it slows down and goes into that cycle constantly. So if this is our first year of the gypsy moth like really hitting, I heard a little bit about it last year, but I didn't hear a lot in certain areas. But if this is the year where it's hitting the heaviest, that means next year it's going to be here too, right? So let's start planning ahead for next year and realize that, all right, if that BT needs to be hit on the plants a little bit earlier, right, for the younger caterpillars, because sometimes the older caterpillars are susceptible to BT, and it's just it's just what happens. They need to be younger for it to really hit them the way we're looking for it to happen. So let's be prepared for it. And how can we be prepared? Look at spraying a little bit earlier next year. We all kind of have had the winter moth caterpillar in our mind the past couple of years, because that's what's really been heading us, and we haven't really thought about the gypsy moth going on. So, you know, those are some things. Let's try to be preemptive for next year and say, all right, this is what could happen. The gypsy moth has been here. We're going to try and push it, you know, for the future, just to get rid of it. And that's by using that BT, the BTK. That also works for that winter moth, right, on the early stages. So definitely, you know, if you have it and you used it early and you're wondering, you know, can I use this again next year? Definitely. Definitely be ready for it. You know, gypsy moth can really defoliate some trees and lead into some other, you know, issues long term, especially if it hits on your conifers, right? It's not as bad. It's still bad, but it's not as bad if it hits a deciduous tree, because some deciduous trees can re-form buds for the future. With the evergreens, if it gets onto evergreens sometimes and eats like the seed pods or the tips of the leaves, the needles, it will actually, it can affect it a lot more, because evergreens can't form like a second bud set or needle set. And so that's why if you're looking at it, you know, don't just look at deciduous trees. Look at the deciduous trees, but look at the evergreens. Look at the bark and see if they're forming, and get rid of those egg masses, because they can be, you know, a couple hundred. They could be like 500 egg masses in that small little area. And then imagine just the, you know, the moths flying around and next year having the caterpillars again, right? So those are things we got to kind of think about. Is this isn't just a 1 year issue. This is a multiple season. It'll last for a couple years and then head back down, you know, level wise, and then move up. We'll always have some gypsy moths. It's not like, you know, gypsy moths are here for 10 years and then they're like the cicada, right? And they hang underground. It's not like that. They just, they don't last as long heavily. There is a virus that they tend to get, as they develop a little bit more, that will actually, reduce the population of them as well naturally. But at that point in time, it's already affected our trees. Our trees have been hit, you know, hard, and it's not like easy for the trees. They can't just, go out and get some chicken soup or get some, you know, medicine to take care of themselves. It's a little bit more than that. So, do what you can to help protect them from the gypsy moths this year if you're seeing them. Because I know, myself included, we kind of forgot about the caterpillars because we're not seeing the winter moth as much. It's kind of, you know, it was at an all-time high, obviously, because it was newer, like 5 years ago. But at this point, not as much. So if you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got plenty of time for you. We got wide open lines if anybody has some questions. I know we're starting to get into vacation mode. I took a trip yesterday up to see my mom up in Maine, and I could see the traffic building and building and building. We're starting to be able to get out there and enjoy what Mother Nature gives us in the summertime, that nice warm beach days. So it's, you know, I'm seeing everybody head back out there, but traffic, it's showing it's summertime, you know. So, so speaking of summer, so next week, if you listen, I won't be on. I'm actually going to take a vacation, for, you know, last year, my, family and I had about five vacations, different vacations. Once one got canceled, we kind of planned another, and all of them got canceled due to pandemic. So this year, taking full advantage of it. So if you're listening next week, you'll hear like a best of. But yeah, it's just for a week. Need to take a little bit of time. Going to be down in Martha's Vineyard for a week. which will be enjoyable to get there for 4th of July. It'll be different. My 4th of Julys have always been, the old 4th of Julys that we had at my family house would be my father waking us all up at 6 a.m. with Stars and Stripes Forever, blaring. I think a few times there were some flags running through the house with my father holding them. My father was a very patriotic one, as am I. But those are some great holiday memories, right? But that 4th of July is coming up. Just remember to be safe. But we're all going to be working and having barbecues at home, right? We're going to be working on the yard to get it ready for it. One thing to be looking at, mosquitoes. We've talked about it a number of times. What can we do? We can be spraying. There's tons of products out there. Natural Alternative has a great one. And at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk with Victoria. I'm going to ask her, obviously, what we should be doing and how early before 4th of July, what we, those types of things, because we want to get ready. I know they're, they ship within a couple days. So if we place some orders online with Natural Alternative on Monday, you might get it in about 3 days. So it'll be ready for your 4th of July holiday for you to get out there and spray for the mosquitoes and those insects. They have a really cool one. It's a cedary smell where it actually says you can head right in after spraying. But as Victoria always tells us, she likes to give it like 10 minutes, let it dry a little bit and get some of those areas taken care of. But other than that, it's perfect for the area. So we'll discuss that around 9 o'clock Eastern time with her to get some information what we can be doing. What other things are there, right? Summit Solutions has those mosquito dunks or mosquito bits. Let's use those in your standing water, rain barrels, wheelbarrows that have been sitting up that have some water in them, bird baths. Ponds in the area. You might have like a pond in the yard as like a water feature. Adding some of that too, it's not going to harm the fish. It's not going to harm those, like frogs, those things. It's meant to sit in the water, break down, and that bacillus that's in there, it's another type of bacillus that we've been talking about, breaks down and kills the larvae before they become the insects that the mosquitoes that are going to bite you. So definitely worth it. One dunk does a huge amount of area. But if you want to look at getting like the mosquito bits, you want a multiple facet type product. The mosquito bits you can actually use in your house plants and your container plants, mixing in the soil to take care of like fungus gnats, right? Fungus gnats are those little itty-bitty flies in your houseplants that look like fruit flies. So you kind of say, oh, I got fruit flies. Well, if you have a lot of houseplants, it could be coming from that. And this is one to help prevent it. It's one that, I work at the garden center at Mahoney's. And when we plant anything up in like a replanting or a custom planter, a woman who's worked there for years loves using it. Her name's Carrie Kelly. She's awesome at what she does there. And she'll mix it into the soil, those mosquito bits, so that we can take care of any of the fungus gnats. Because sometimes that's when they pop up, is when you're repotting or replanting. So definitely pretty good stuff. And it's not just a, let's get rid of the mosquitoes, it's other aspects of it. So I love when products like that can be used at multiple times, and I also love the fact that they're organic, so that's going to help you out too. So if you have some questions, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the sun's popping out. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to warm up. Great day to be by the pool or at the beach. But get your lawn taken care of early. Get your plants watered early this morning. It's still early. And do what you can. Now, I started to touch base early on the show of, people are wondering, what can we do now to get ready for, like, fall planting of lawns? Well, not a lot, right? If you're going to reseed an area, right now would, you would think, let's try to get ahead of it and kill all the weeds and everything. If you're trying to do like a total redo, I would be waiting. Honestly, I know it sounds counterintuitive, like waiting for it, but if we kill anything now and then don't put seed down for 2 to 3 months, weeds are just going to come back. They're just going to start popping back in. You're not going to be able to really have a productive lawn. So waiting till like the beginning of August to really start that total kill, if that's what you're trying to do, a little bit warmer out, the heat will aid in the killing of the dehydrating of the weeds with sprays. So waiting till about the beginning of August to really get ready, because by the end of August, you can start putting seed down again. Not that you can't put seed down now, but if you're looking to specifically do a fall lawn, want to start at the end of the beginning of August, start getting ready, and then the end of August, you can start planting seed. Now, we're going to take a break here in a minute. So if you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, like I said, we're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll do more of your question and answer and do what we can to help you out on this beautiful morning out there. Sun's out. Let's get excited. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected. Especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with the new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass be used. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
As Fomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Thank you.
the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's going to be a nice day. I really, you know, as warm as it'll be, it's not going to be as warm as tomorrow and the next couple of days. So, you know, you got to look at the positive, right, and figure out what's going to be, what's our best bet here. But it's going to be warm next few days. So do what you can to take care of your plants now while the temperatures aren't as bad. And get ready for this heat wave that's going to last until about Wednesday into Thursday. But stay cool, drink lots of water out there, get hydrated, and like I said, let's do the same for our plants to take care of them going through this this tough time when it comes to, you know, droughts, etc. It's like droughts have been around for so, I mean, they've obviously been around forever, but the past couple of years, we haven't been able to get past a drought. Every year, it's just we're fighting the next drought that's happening. Just wish we could have a decent year where the weather's right. We still have those warm days, have those summer weather, but at the same time, be able to not worry about just our plants always dying or always being dry, etc. So that time will come, right? It's perfect world. You can't just have everything the way we want it, right? But it would be nice just to have. I'll give the phone number out. I know one of our stations might be having some issues today. For those of you who normally listen and maybe the station is not doing well, or you just couldn't hear us, or you want to hear us more, go to our website at paulparent.com. Right on the top, it'll say listen live. So you can actually listen to the whole show right on the website, right from your computer if you want. That definitely will be a nice, easy thing for you to do, especially if, you know, a station near you has some issues. As we go into the summer, you know, we have those times where the weather just changes, and all of a sudden we have like a, you know, blackout or brownout, which not. But we do have a call now, so let's get right to it. George, who's up next?
Nancy's having a problem with her hydrangeas.
All right, Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a row of beautiful limelight hydrangeas. I think the junior, the smaller one. I planted last year. They
okay.
Look wonderful. They look super healthy. There's no bloom.
Okay. So did you prune them or anything this year? Or have you done any?
I did not.
And that's actually perfectly fine because with the limelight, or you said they were the miniature, the smaller ones, so there's probably a little lime.
Yes.
Those can be pruned in the spring and not affect this year's growth. So I don't think that's an issue. Is the plant nice and full?
It's very full. It's very green. The new green, obviously. Well, it's all new because they grow new. The newer green in front looks a little bit lighter. I'm wondering if the nitrogen from my husband's grass seed is.
Well, so, you know, it could be a nitrogen deficiency. If it's a little lighter, that means it doesn't have enough. So a product I'd like to see you use would be like an iron product, like an iron, a liquid iron to feed that with. I think the other thing is some of our hydrangeas are a little bit behind, and that's why you might not see some of those blooms yet. They'll start to pop up a little bit later on. I noticed this year, more than any, are the blue hydrangeas, those types of hydrangeas were leafing out later than it had in the past. And I think the same thing is kind of happening with some of our panicle type hydrangeas. Those would be the whites, the lime colors, the pinks, those types of things. So I think it's just a little bit of time needs to happen. Iron would help with greening up the leaves. And if you want to push some blossoms, you could use like a 10-10-10 fertilizer at this point to help push some more growth and help it with its future there.
Would superphosphate not be a good idea?
Not at this time. If you want, hang tight after the break. We'll give you some more info. We'll be back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.